Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got a really practical one for you today.
We really do.
We are breaking down safeguarding the source, food industry pest defense strategies from McLeod Services.
And if you're in the food processing world, you already know this isn't just about, keeping the place tidy.
No, not at all. This is about business continuity. It's about survival.
Absolutely. It's the difference between passing an audit and, well, a full operational shutdown.
Right. The source frames this as a non-negotiable requirement, which to me feels like code for the FDA will hammer you if you mess this up.
That's exactly what it is. And with the newer regulations, things like FSMA, the Food Safety Modernization Act, the entire approach has shifted.
It's all about prevention now, isn't it?
100%. The old way was you see a bug, you call someone to spray for it. Now, if you're reacting, you've already lost.
You've already failed the audit.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Major auditors, SQF, BRC, they expect to see proof that you prevented that bug from ever getting inside in the first place.
So let's talk about that prevention. The part that surprised me was how low-tech the first line of defense actually is. The source leans so heavily on sensory awareness. It's literally about what your staff can smell.
It sounds almost primitive, doesn't it?
It really does.
But it is so effective. The guide talks about unusual odors, and it's not just a generic bad smell.
Okay.
Each pest has a sort of signature scent. Rodents, for instance, they leave a very distinct ammonia odor from their urine.
And cockroaches have one too,
They
right?
do. It's this sort of oily, musty smell. The point is, your nose can detect a growing problem days, maybe even weeks, before your eyes ever will.
Which is fascinating. You can't just wait to see a pest on the production line.
No way. By that point, the infestation's probably huge.
And that time you gain too, it allows for a more surgical approach, not the nuclear option.
Exactly. Which brings us to the tactical science part of the guide.
This is where it gets really sophisticated. We're talking about biological markers.
This is integrated pest management, or IPM, in its purest form. You have to know exactly what is breaching your facility.
So we're moving away from the old one-size-fits-all chemical spray.
Oh, completely. That approach often fails because different pests have totally different vulnerabilities.
Right, like the example of knowing if you have a drain fly versus a fruit fly. One means you treat the drains, the other means you've got some rotting fruit somewhere if you misidentify that marker.
You're just spraying poison for no reason, and you're risking product contamination with zero gain. It's about being smarter, not just more toxic.
But even the smartest biology doesn't matter if the front door's wide open.
And that was the third pillar in the text, structural defense.
I found this part so interesting because we always think food safety means sanitation.
Scrubbing and cleaning.
But this section reads more like an architectural critique. It says structural vulnerabilities are the root cause of almost every infestation.
Well, think about it. A pest needs a way in. The source points to things like door sweeps, air curtains.
And positive air pressure. That was a big one.
A huge one. If your facility has positive pressure, when a door opens, air blows out. It literally pushes flying insects away.
But if you have negative pressure,
You're sucking them right in every time a door opens.
you can't just hire an exterminator to solve a problem that's actually, a hole in the wall.
Precisely. It requires a true partnership. Your maintenance team, engineering, pest control, they all have to be on the same page.
The human element they talk about.
It's not just about cleaning. It's about training every single person on staff to spot a crack in the foundation or a gap under a dock door and flag it immediately.
It really reframes the whole thing. A safe facility isn't just sanitized, it's fortified.
It is. It's a holistic system connecting biology, architecture, and regulatory compliance.
We're just about at the end of our time, but here's something to chew on as you head back to the floor.
Okay.
If the most effective pest control really relies on things like structural integrity and positive air pressure, are we maybe spending too much time scrubbing surfaces and not nearly enough time auditing our own blueprints?
That is the question to ask.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next deep dive.